Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Once again, the break is better than the show.
Oh, I actually just put a video up on the Gwen and Chris Instagram of something that happened during the break with Chris.
Earlier.
Yes, yeah,
Chris
earlier.
Chris was not happy.
So go to the Instagram, Gwen and Chris.
Yeah, did you let it ride Instagram.
Or did you bleep
it? Oh, I bleeped it.
Okay, thank you.
Chris,
tell my wife not to go to that Instagram post, which means she'll now go.
501, into the happy hour we travel. Just want to remind you guys, all guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us
again
on the David P. Shapiro
it's
Fan
every
Hotline.
Hour.
David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorney.
No, stop, please.
Helping
no.
good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit David P. Shapiro Law.
I got a way we can get all of our great listeners involved in the show. I think every day one listener signs up to be the guest David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline reader.
I'm going to have you take this up with our boss,
and
Adam.
They get to come on three times during the show live and read that spot.
It's not three.
Yeah,
four.
No kidding. Four.
Four. We're on for 4 hours.
That's really not that bad.
It's not.
It's a good spot. I'm just saying it's a little.
And we really appreciate David P. Shapiro.
I know. That's what we're supposed
Shout
to be
out
saying.
To Mr. Shapiro.
Thanks,
Thank you,
Mr.
Sir.
Shapiro.
If Chris ever needs anyone to defend him criminally, it will be you.
We hope he'll take his case at this point.
Yeah, right. He might turn me down.
We're trying to help you, Chris.
Where shall we go, fellas?
I got a couple of little things.
What you got?
Well, the NBA, the ESPN, I have on one of my sheets here, and I'm thumbing through to find it. ESPN did a poll of all of its experts today. So who's going to win what?
Before you get into that,
yeah.
I do have a bone to pick a little bit.
Me?
The writers out there.
It's okay.
Day one of the NBA.
Right.
Takes place last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, my team lost.
Your club was beaten.
And so, you know, I typically will open up The Athletic or ESPN to see what they had to say about it.
Right? Lakers lost?
Right.
And,
mind you, game one. I just want to remind everybody.
81 to go.
Lot of games this year to play. Apparently, one game is enough to make the prediction that This is not going to work.
This Laker thing isn't going to work.
Missing LeBron, the Lakers' two timeline approach shows flaws against the Warriors. These are the type of and listen, granted, in this case, Dan Wojcicki may not have written the actual title, but it insinuates that after game one that there has been a whole lot revealed in game one. I just don't think that it's possible in one game for there to be a ton revealed.
Hard to believe that you could totally give up on them. J.J. Redick said today that LeBron was part of practice today in going through film and, coming up with some things and some input. And here's one thing that Reddick said that they identified in the game last night. I bet you'll agree with this, Tony. He said that we did a poor job of locating the lasers yes. in transition, which I didn't know what that meant. But it means when you're going back on defense, in this day and age of the NBA, you've got to run defensively to where the shooters are standing
yes.
so that they can't get three-pointers off.
Lasers.
Hits. And that's what he's calling lasers, yes. the three-pointers out there. And he's right. Buddy Hield kept getting open.
All game long.
On transition threes. Right. It wasn't a play that they're running in the half
they
court.
They were actually pretty good half court-wise yeah. yesterday.
And you just can't give open threes in the NBA. These guys shoot 40%, and I bet you when they're open, they shoot 50%. Like, if you're not there to guard them.
Right. I bet you they're shooting more than 50%.
Right, if you're not guarding them. Hield and Curry were 8 for 19 from the arc. And, like, yeah, as you just said, if you hadn't to guard them at all, they'd be 15 for 19. These guys don't miss anymore. No. You can't just hope they'll miss a three. His teams don't. So that's a good, yeah, to me that's a good thing. I can't give up on everything. Marcus Smart's going to be a big part of it. You know, he's going to start figuring out how to defend within the context of their defense, and I still think he can shut people down. And you can't take one of the greatest players in the history of the sport out of the lineup and not expect they're going to look a little different. I don't, you know, that's my thought. Warriors look good, though. I mean, Curry is so smart out there, right, Tony? He just knows where to go.
He's so good.
Yeah.
The last three he threw up really, like,
that broke your heart. You're down seven. There was a little hope
there
left
was
with a minute and a
glimmer.
Half.
There was a glimmer
and
of hope.
And he's 43. He's basically eating popcorn out of the lady's bucket at courtside. Just launches it in.
Scraby, I just got to look at the Houston situation, the timeout that was called.
Yeah, Durant. Kevin Durant called a timeout.
Are you with
the rest
it now?
Didn't think he called a timeout.
And who did you say?
Oh, Chet Holmgren.
No, it was not Chet Holmgren.
Joe Musgrove?
It wasn't.
Chet Holmgren and Joe Musgrove they're not identical at all, but they have a similar
same
profile.
Jawline.
Yeah.
Same jawline.
Yeah. What? Who was it?
It was the other big man that used to play for the Knicks.
I don't know.
I can't remember his name.
You've lost me.
You've lost it. Porzingis?
He did play for I can't be mad at that answer. He did play for the Knicks. I'll tell you here in a sec. It was.
I do this to Chris, so I'll do it to Tony too.
Yeah.
What are we
going for here? We're going for who Chet Holmgren looks like?
No.
I'm trying to get the facts right on who actually. Oh, you know, that's part of the problem. I'm looking at the wrong game. That was Oklahoma City and Houston. I can't find a score. Oh, here we go. Boom.
All right, let me start over the Jeopardy music.
Drum roll.
This is taking forever.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're doing. I would jump in and try to end this.
Hartstein. Hartstein.
Okay, I've never heard of him.
Yes, you've
seen
yes,
him you have. The center for Oklahoma State. Yeah. Their middle
Oklahoma State.
Center guy.
Yes.
Hartenstein. Yeah. Yeah. Isaiah Hartenstein or something. Yes, he did play for the Knicks.
Yes.
Prior
he's got a lot
OKC.
Of tattoos. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
He was upset, though. What did you think, Tony?
He was upset that Durant...
What?
Did Durant call timeout?
He definitely called timeout.
Okay, thank you.
And you know how I know he called it because Sagoon was, like, getting into, like, telling him to not call timeout. Like, no, we don't have any more left,
yeah.
basically. So they got away with that one.
But they lost anyway, so karma. It's all karma, Tony.
It is. Cleveland, right now... still down to the Knicks, 13. Knicks kind of running away with this one a little bit.
Knickerbockers.
Yes. Looking that is good. That is the name of their team.
All right.
PGA Tour.
Wait, I was on the NBA thing.
What
I was going to give you the experts.
Oh, yeah.
NBA picks,
forgot
unless you want to switch.
No, go
about
ahead.
That too.
All right, so who do you – there's 14 experts. Who do you think they picked in the East? Remember, Boston doesn't have Tatum, and Indiana lost Halliburton and Miles Turner. So who's left in the East?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, 6 votes. 8 votes left.
How about, New York?
They got the other 8. That's it. The only two
the East
teams,
is wide open.
But not according to these guys.
I'm saying the fact that the Knicks and Cleveland got all of the votes, I think, speaks to how wide open it is.
Oh, okay.
I think both of those rosters are flawed.
Okay.
So,
we'll see. You know, the East, I'll tell you the teams I like on the rise.
Real quick, this is how we're always clouded by the most recent history.
Right.
Philly, who was terrible last year, in part because Embiid pretty much missed the whole season.
Right.
Their team could easily be a team that healthy, engaged again.
Got Paul George still.
Right. Could be a team right back in the
thick of things. Got Embiid healthy if he stays that way. They have some talent.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the two teams that I think you look out for in the East, and I, you know, could be totally wrong. But I like the upward arc of both Orlando and Detroit.
Orlando and Detroit. Yeah, I mean,
both of those are
really young teams
making some hay.
Both of those teams, if they were, would be making a huge jump.
Both in the playoffs last year. Orlando lost to Boston, and the Pistons gave the Knicks a pretty good one they fell. All right, West, you got four different teams got votes, Tony, out of the 14 votes. West to win the West.
OKC.
Now you got nine of them. So there's only five left.
Minnesota?
Minnesota didn't get one. Although I would consider
Denver.
Minnesota. Denver got three votes.
So that's
two
more.
One each left. I don't agree with one. I don't necessarily agree with either of these.
The Lakers didn't get one,
did they?
And
a team got one that would not please Laker fans.
Oh, the Clippers.
No.
What?
Please them even less. Dallas got a vote to win the West.
That would be something.
That's a hater right there. And then the Rockets got the other vote, which I don't know that I'd go. For the championship, nine votes, clear winner, OKC. Everybody thinks they're going to repeat. There hasn't been a repeat winner in 8 years. The other ones, Denver got two, Cleveland, again, Dallas and Houston. All right, who do you got for MVP? 14 votes. Who got the most votes for MVP? According to the NBA experts.
Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
I'm going to say...
Ant-Man got one.
I'm going to say Jokic.
Jokic got six. He got the most.
That's odd.
Doesn't he win it every year?
He could. He could win it
Who
every
won
year.
It last... Oh, he didn't win it last
no, it
year,
was
though. The SGA got it.
How many votes he gets?
SGA got four. Jokic got six. There's three votes left. You got Edwards with one. Two more players got votes.
Brunson.
Brunson got one. And two votes left. Four?
Are they split or the same guy?
Same guy. Two votes left. Four?
LeBron? No.
Same team, though.
Same team as the Knicks?
No, same team as LeBron.
Luka.
Luka. He got the other two. So we'll see where it goes with the NBA. I think it would be fun if an Orlando or a Detroit or somebody could break through. Although I guess the Knicks are considered a breakthrough because they haven't been there in so long.
I kind of don't want the Knicks to win.
They
fired a coach that gave them the most success they've had in however many years. And although I do like Mike Brown, we'll see.
USD,
yeah.
The bastion of NBA coaches, David Fizdale, USD.
Take that for data.
Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich and Hank Egan, who coached at USD, were like this.
Thick as thieves.
So many USD guys. Weird. I see.
They got the coaches.
It's weird, isn't it? I mean, it's a little tiny school.
It is. Wouldn't think it they'd is have strange. Like
Bickerstaff, another USD guy. So, yeah. Weird, I say.
All right, let's get to break.
I've been looking everywhere for Albert Pujols updates. Got nothing.
Nothing?
I don't think you're going to get anything,
but
buddy.
We have an Emmanuel Clase update.
We do. We'll get to that.
We also have an explanation of why I'm the coolest godfather in the history of godfathers.
Oh, I've been trying to push this off for 3 days now.
Yeah, well, it's time is coming.
So traffic and Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys will never believe how we're opening this segment. This hour brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals at super low prices throughout the store and everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. It all ends November 1st. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program. Staples. Crisello, Tony Gwynn, Scraby. Scraby's got the Chronicles coming up at 6 o'clock. We got some NBA going here on opening night number 2. Biggest game on the board, Knicks and Cavaliers. These are the two teams that the pundits say are going to compete for the title in the East. Right now, the Knicks have the edge 65-50 at halftime.
I got questions.
Yes, sir.
You guys, how closely are you guys looking at Chuck?
Hadn't looked just enough to know
Charles
that he
Barkley.
Wasn't wearing his horn-rimmed clear glasses that he looks kind of funny in.
Has Chuck always had the chiclet veneers? Is that a new thing?
I have to look then. I didn't see that.
Okay, I didn't understand what you're even saying.
His teeth. He's got his teeth done.
Veneers.
Veneers.
Oh, yeah.
Did he have bad teeth before?
I don't know. I never noticed it until now. I mean,
so you think his teeth are looking far too perfect?
They're not looking. They are perfect.
They are perfect.
And I don't recall noticing that before.
Well, we're talking about it because these guys, you know, the NBA crew with Shaq and
Ernie,
Charles,
and
everybody,
Kenny.
They're now on ESPN, but they're not on nearly as often. You have to really kind of search for them. But tonight is their ESPN debut.
I don't know. His teeth look pretty good in this picture.
Yeah, maybe he always had them. But when you get a look at him coming up,
here's best of Inside the NBA. I wonder if that will show some of the old Chuck clips.
Chuck's
and we
definitely
can do kind of a comparison.
Chuck's definitely
here.
Thin. His face is looking quite lean. They tried to goad him with a San Antonio question early. He didn't take the bait this early.
He doesn't like San Antonio?
You had to heard his rant about San Antonio before? It's pretty famous. I'm sure it's gone viral quite a few times.
I don't know. Not heard this. Tony, help, clue me in.
Yeah, I'll let you guys look at it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we're not allowed to.
I mean, it's just kind of.
All right, I have another thing that would. Here's Charles back in the day. Teeth?
He definitely
didn't
has,
look
listen,
that bad, he, Tony.
His
didn't
teeth
look
didn't
bad.
Look that bad, but I'm telling you.
But they're better
well,
now.
Right, his teeth were never all bad, right. But they're better now.
What do you think he would say about this story? Hadn't thought about it until just now because I read this earlier. Tom Izzo, Michigan State, is livid.
Yes. Tom seems to live it quite often.
But I don't blame him this time.
No,
I don't think I blame him.
I don't blame him most of his rants.
Right. Here's what he's upset about, and I had no clue this was happening. Maybe you did, Tony? Or
I read the article. That's why I did.
Right, so I read the article, too. That's the only reason I knew. Apparently, if you're in the G League, you come out of college, you don't make the NBA, you're in the G League, or you leave college early, should I say, right? You go to the G League, you never make the NBA. You can then come back to college now. And apparently there are players from over in Europe that are trying to get into the NBA. They don't make it. They go to the G League for 2 or 3 years. They get bigger, stronger, etc. And then they go back to college to play. And Izzo's like, what are we doing? Like,
yeah.
You know what? They're getting paid in the G League. Understand that. That is a professional league. Now we have broken down the seal with the NIL.
I was about to say they're getting paid in college too,
but I kind of get where Izzo is here. I mean, I don't know. When are we going to just end this? Are we just going to have no rules and just let it be kind of everything run amok?
I think eventually we get there. I don't know when that's going to be.
What, the run amok?
No, we're already there, running
okay.
Him up.
Yeah, right. That's
I'm talking
where
about.
We are
I think
now.
Eventually we get some type of rules and regulation. It's just, unfortunately, this is the process that has to happen, right? And it was the same as things. It always will be the same as new kind of, I guess, marketplaces in this.
Right. Nobody probably had ever thought about going from the G League back to college.
Right.
Well, but now that it's happening.
We did used to have kids that would leave early, wouldn't get drafted, and there was no recourse for that.
Right.
And I do recall as a young teenager hearing some of those stories and people kind of feeling like, well, you should at least be able to, because it used to be if you could declared, you couldn't test the waters and come back. They kind of loosened that up a little bit. But I think for now, with you got guys coming from going to the G League, not making it, and wanting to go back to college, there's going to have to be something at some point. It's just not only, listen, I'm all for, you know, giving everybody the opportunity to live out their dream, but
right. It
only complicates things for the incoming freshman.
That's
possibly.
What Izzo said.
And
he goes, imagine going to a school where you feel like you've got a, you know, pretty good chance to play. You're a freshman, you've been recruited, you come in. All of a sudden, some guy's 24 years old playing in the G League comes in and goes, I'm going to go to school there. And now you've already committed, at least for that year, right? Your life has changed.
Yep.
And you got to go tell that kid and his parents, sorry, I got no room for you now.
Yeah, I get it.
That's what Izzo's saying.
We're going to, it's going to be some pains until we get to the point where there is some type of regulation.
And I like what he says here, Tony. He says, I don't respect who's ever doing these decisions. Well, no, what he said is whoever made these decisions are doing it because they're afraid that some lawyer is going to sue them.
Right.
And what Izzo said is, hey, sooner or later, you got to stand up and fight.
Right.
Can't just always give in
to
the potential.
Well, they're going to sue us. Oh, let's just go. Yeah, that's a good, great point.
Izzo's like, hey, eventually you got to stand up.
So what?
Let them sue you. I mean, we got to make some rules at some point.
This is about to kind of hammer home that point. This is about a sport and the people in it. There are people doing unjust things that know they're going to get sued all the time. and still do it anyway. So I think it's the same thing. You get a chance to maybe rectify a situation, and you are worried about being sued. As you say, as Izzo said, at some point you got to just put your feet into ground here.
London Johnson is a player. He's 21 years old. He's played the last 3 years in the G League. 3 years he's got experience in the G League. He eligible now. He committed to Louisville this week. That's kind of where this began. And I'm not.
I have less issue with a 21 year old. I have more of an issue with a 24, 25, or perhaps 26 year old.
Right.
Going back to college.
All right. Well, the gates are now open for G Leaguers to go play college.
Yes,
apparently. So, have fun with that. All right. I guess we can wait another day to find out why I'm such a great
We've been teasing this for
Godfather.
Too long.
Godfather.
We have an Emmanuel Clase update because I did tease that. Basically, he wants to go play for his Dominican winter ball team. And
he's the guardian pitcher that was basically kicked out while they looked at the gambling
allegations. By the way, what is taking so long?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Like you probably want to make sure they're right.
Well, if you go, when did this happen?
This
the middle
like
of summer?
6 months, yeah.
It was summertime.
At some point, I mean, especially if you seem to have all of these people like looking into it or paying attention to it,
right?
Why is it taking so long to tell us if he was gambling?
I don't know, because you can't prove intent. You're looking into other bets he made, maybe?
It doesn't matter about intent. If you gambled on the sport
at all, yeah,
it's a wrap. We know that.
Well, he was going to pitch, I should correct this, Venezuelan Winter League, but the Dominican Republic has barred him from pitching this offseason for the Estrellas Orientales.
He wanted to pitch for his hometown in the Dominican. They are, his team and the president are at odds, so she said no, or he said no, he or she said no. So then he tried to then go to Venezuela. And based on the collective bargaining agreement and the rules that they have, if you are on your home country's Dominican team, you have to get permission from your MLB team to then go to another country and play. Because he's under investigation, the Guardians said no. And so he's stuck playing no baseball.
And now he's suing
both leagues, it sounds like. Venezuela and Dominican.
I'll tell you one thing. Emmanuel Clase is never going to bounce a curveball in the dirt ever again.
And, man, his command is going to be, especially if he didn't do this.
Guy threw one pitch out of the strike zone, and he hasn't been able to play for 6 months now.
KG knows why it's taking so long.
Tell us, KG.
He is an Ohtani, so they actually have to investigate. Remember when Ohtani was cleared in like a day and a half, and it's been 6 months, and they're still looking into this Class A thing?
That's my point. It's 6 months.
I didn't know you were going for that.
I know you remember it because you're always going to rail on
Ohtani. Because 6 months is a long time. Let me ask you this.
So how did Ohtani get cleared?
Let me ask you this.
Ohtani got cleared in six minutes.
Hold up.
Come on, let's not kid ourselves.
There's a difference. The feds were involved in Ohtani's. This is Major League Baseball. Not the same.
All right.
Chris, question.
Yeah?
How long did it take for the whole Pete Rose thing to play itself?
I don't think they ever got it done even after he passed away. They were still looking into that, weren't they?
That is true.
So maybe
I think
it takes time. All right, I'll back off. But it does seem like
it doesn't when you're Ohtani.
It does, again, feds versus MLB.
That means that it takes longer if the federal government is involved.
No, when the feds say they got something, they got something. They didn't say they had.
We're never going to be.
Yeah, that's because
you'll never believe
it. You want to believe it.
Chris, don't you think it's a little funny that Ohtani got cleared so fast and then Class A and this other dude, Luis Ortiz, are sitting around waiting for a decision? They're probably like, please, tell me if I'm banned or not.
Ohtani's good for the sport, and I got to stick up for that. You know, Michael Jordan didn't get kicked out of the NBA for gambling either. He was upset that his father had been killed. I'll stick with that as well. Until the day I die.
There is a conspiracy behind that.
There are a lot of people who feel that
someone,
David Stern took him out of the league for a couple years.
Yes, because he had a gambling issue. which we all know was true.
Ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
Which we all know.
I'm not saying that the David Stern part's true. We know that Michael Jordan probably
he
has
did have a gambling.
He had
probably
a gambling thing. He does have a gambling issue. He carries dice in his pocket for any moment.
Who told you that?
I thought that was
Tony, he threw quarters up against the board with that security guard. Come on.
Oh, I thought that was common knowledge.
I didn't know he carried dice in his pocket.
I don't know about that either, but I know that Jordan is a pretty good gambler.
Wild,
no, I
bro.
Read that. I read that he went to dinner. There was a MTV video VJ.
Very TMZ-ish right here.
They went to dinner, and apparently Jordan just pulled out dice from his pocket and was like, I don't even want to say the rest of the story, but he was trying to like make a bet on whether or not she would come back to his room if he rolled a certain number. And
this is just, I did not read any of this. I don't know what you're talking about.
So neither did Otani.
I will take that that break that we promised you, and then we'll probably have to read a spot when we come back.
Oh, stop it!
Yes, indeed. 5:40 on the clock. No read for TG. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Scraby, why you got that smirk on your face, man?
I just find it funny that it's not Chris's segment and there's no read, which he's been waiting for.
Ryan Finley, if you missed it, had a great interview with us, kind of highlighting SDFC's season, some of the little drama that's percolated a little bit over the last 24 hours. But before we get to that and some traffic, Mr. Ello, you've been teasing this greatest Godfather thing for a couple days now.
Yeah, Scraby didn't want to tell everybody that, but I think it's good.
I think it's good too.
My godson Connor, his name's been come up on this. He's won a couple of our fantasy.
He's a thorn.
He's been in a drought lately.
Yeah, he's got, last couple of years he's been a drought. Yeah,
but he did win a couple of those. So anyway, Connor, great kid. He's getting married on November 14th. It's coming up, and I'm actually performing the ceremony, guys. I'm not just attending the wedding.
I didn't know this.
Oh, you didn't know that. Yeah, I'm actually performing the ceremony.
Is this because you have a great radio voice? Why did they decide
you? They asked
you?
Me. Mm. I couldn't tell you. You'd have
Dearly
to ask them.
Beloved.
Now, did you have to get certification and all that stuff?
Yes, it took like 4 seconds to click a button. And then for like $70, they send you something. You know, it's really, it's a scam.
Sounds like a racket.
It's a racket. So, yes, so I'm going to do the ceremony. It'll be in Utah. I will miss a couple of days that week. But anyway, I got the idea about a week and a half ago on the 1 month deadline before his wedding on October 14th. And I sent him a note and I sent him a picture of me holding the wedding certificate. And I said, hey, just a reminder, one more month. And then I thought, you know, maybe it'll be fun with my sports background and acumen to count down every day to his wedding. Day 30, 29 days, 28 days. But instead of just sending him a note, I would send him a picture of an athlete who wears that particular number. But I wouldn't tell him why I was doing it. And I would say, you know, see if he figures it out or notices the pattern or anything. So today was number 23. Today's 23 days. Of course, I sent him a picture of Michael Jordan.
Still not getting it. Huh?
He's number 23. And yeah, he's still not there. So we'll see, you know, if he ends
seven
up getting
days
it or
in,
not.
He's still not there.
7 days, he hasn't noticed that the first day he got Nolan Ryan, who was wearing number 30, followed by, I think, Marshall Faulk was 28
yep.
on down the line. And yesterday was Willie Mays, 24. Barry Bonds before that, 25.
I have found some of his responses to be quite funny, considering because he's completely oblivious to it.
Today he was like, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing some NBA games this year. So far, so good.
I can tell you what he's thinking. He's like, what is this crazy guy doing every day?
I think he's just trying to appease me by even having some conversation.
I love how he said, I'm excited for the NBA too.
So he's kind of lost. I think when I reveal it to him, and my wife's idea was if he doesn't come up with it, that like on the day before they're having the rehearsal dinner, you should stand up and say, hey, by the way, this is what's been going
that
on.
I think that's a good idea by my wife.
If
he gets to that far, then you definitely got to do it like
that. If he gets that far, he's going to get a picture of somebody wearing number one.
Right.
And then on the day of his marriage, he's probably getting
Gilbert Arenas.
Gilbert Arenas or somebody, yeah, we're number 08.
Well, Jahmyr Gibbs is zero now.
Yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs, yeah, he'll get
a
zero.
Brendan Hayward wore double zero.
There's a few zeros. So anyway, I'm having some fun with that. Might be an idea you might want to try yourself someday with somebody, because I think it's been kind of fun so far. The terrible thing is it's been fun for me and you and Scraby and my wife.
Connor has
he
no
didn't
idea.
Know anyone what's going on. So
completely oblivious.
Yeah. All right, there you have that.
All right, we have traffic.
Yes, that would be me. Traffic, and then...
our interview.
Yes, our interview of the day.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan Finley is our guy from the San Diego Union Tribune. Sorry you had to put up with that, Ryan. Welcome to the show, sir. How goes things on this Wednesday?
Things are good. Tony, you've never been?
It's no.
Fun, man. You'll enjoy it.
I think I've heard nothing but fabulous things. I'm looking forward to it.
The atmosphere is great. Yeah. You know. Ryan, what do you think the crowd... Let's start right at the top. What do we think the crowd's going to be? Because I'm assuming playoff matches were not included in a season ticket package, so the organization has to go back in and make sure they get these tickets sold. Have you heard any thoughts about that? Because I know everyone in San Diego is really excited. I hope they fill it up.
I think so, too. And I think it'll be full or full enough, I guess. You know, this is a pretty big deal for them. You know, the first playoff match in franchise history, a chance to make them run sort of at that elusive championship for San Diego. I think that matters. It helps being the number one seed. I think that they've captured San Diego's imagination a little bit here. You know, yes, it's a long season, right? And it's hard to sort of maintain that level of energy and that level of fandom over the course of 8-9 months. But, you know, this is a match that really matters. And again, they're running out of firsts. This could be one of their last firsts of their season.
Yeah, there you go.
Ryan, we were kind of kicking this around shortly after the Padres were eliminated, and it dawned on us that if SDFC gets to a championship and wins one, they will be providing, you know, I think what a lot of people would consider the first major championship in this city. Now, how do you think that would fall? I mean, obviously, there is so much energy around SDFC. But they are relatively new to the space. What type of impact do you think it could have?
Well, you know, Tony, you've seen it. You've been around San Diego sports your whole life. You know, San Diego likes a winner.
Yeah.
San Diego supports a winner. And it doesn't – you don't have to be the best team in your league every year, but it helps when you try. And it helps when you put forth the effort to put a winner on the field. I think it's no different in soccer. I think that if San Diego were to make a deep run here or even win the whole thing, I think it would turbocharge soccer fandom here in San Diego. It would capture the casual fan, right? I think what we see now at San Diego FC games is people who know sort of the intricacies of MLS, maybe soccer super fans in San Diego, right? This would capture the casual fan.
Yeah.
You know, growing up here myself, Tony, I remember when the Chargers would make the playoffs every year.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, the secretaries at my school or my parents' friends who I didn't know were sports fans at all of a sudden would have Charger jerseys on you know, they'd put the lightning bolt in their window, right? you know, that's the casual fan, right? That's what we're trying to capture in San Diego, I think, is sort of the minds and the hearts of the casual fan. And so I think that a playoff performance would certainly go a long way toward bringing more people into the fold for soccer in San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a lot already. This would be over the top. Ryan Finley is our guest. He's the sports editor of the San Diego Union-Tribune and covers the our soccer guys, the SDFC. I'm kind of just want to piggyback a little on Tony's question because just the – I don't know, the sight of a parade going on or something in this town is something is totally foreign to us, right? We've never had one. And the fact that the Padres have been here all that time, you'd almost have to be careful celebrating a little too much. I don't think you'd want to step on what the Padres have meant to this city. You see it becoming just maybe a tad uncomfortable if they end up being the first to win.
You know, maybe the dam will burst, right? Maybe all it takes is one, and then it's just championship after championship after
championship. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it would be okay to have a parade because then you'd know exactly what route you would take if and when the Padres did it or San Diego State got back to the Final Four or something like that. You know what? I'm not sure it matters what sport the championship comes in. I think most San Diegans would be thrilled to have a championship.
How about the news that came out today? At least it hit kind of the Athletic today, Ryan. Chucky Lozano had an altercation with someone after, you know, being subbed out in the second half of that Houston game. How much of an impact can this have? I mean, I know they have missed Chucky at different parts of the season and seemingly have been able to do it flawlessly, but I would assume a player like that you'd like to have come this time of year.
Yeah, you know, our Mark Ziegler, who is our resident soccer expert, he has a message in with SDFC right now, trying to see exactly what it means. You know, Mikey Varas hinted earlier in the week that they would address the Chucky stuff later in the week. They have media availability Friday around noon out at Singing Hills. So my guess is we'll know more, you know, no later than Friday. But yeah, I mean, it's big. If he's suspended or if he's not playing, that's big. He's one of their, you know, not only one of their most bankable players, one of their designated players, but he's somebody who has big match experience.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't put – there's so much of a premium placed on that, especially in soccer, right? And when nobody else on the team has ever really gone through this before. Having Chucky Lozano on your roster is a plus. I think everybody over there would say they'd rather have Chucky engaged and playing than on the bench.
Yeah.
That said, between the international breaks, some of the injuries that he's had this year, and everything else, they've sort of been forced to play and find ways to succeed without him. And, you know, you look at Saturday, that's what happened. I'm naive, guys. I thought Chucky Lozano didn't play Saturday because the match was played in the rain on turf. He was coming back from international competition, and this is a guy who, frankly, you know, they need to have healthy for the playoffs. I figured that was sort of a healthy scratch, right? Come to find out, you know, there's something more to it than that. So we'll see. But you know what? SDFC has figured it out without him. Amal Pellegrino had two goals on Saturday in that big 4-0 win over Portland. There's a path to a championship without Chucky Lozano, but it's certainly easier with Chucky Lozano.
Ryan, Portland plays Salt Lake tonight, in the play-in game. I'm sure, you know, everyone in SDFC is going to be watching this. I looked it up. I'm sure you're aware. They're aware. Obviously, just played Portland last match. Yeah. Just beat them 4-0. I think it would be, you know, pretty cool to play them again. I would think it would certainly be on their minds. Real Salt Lake, they haven't played since two matches a long time ago, April and May. Mm-hmm. And they actually lost one of those to Real Salt Lake. So did they root for Portland here, or should we root for Portland? Or is it the typical, once you get to the playoffs, it's a whole different animal anyway?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think it would be Portland. You know, they have sort of the most recent scouting report on Portland, right? They were just preparing for them last week.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot has changed. You know, Mikey Varis told us last week, too. You know, this time of year, guys, you sort of are who you are, right? Yeah. You're not changing what you do in the month of October heading into MLS playoffs. So I think that they would be more comfortable playing Portland. The thing that I don't know, just because we don't really have a sample size for this, you know, is it harder to beat a team twice in 3 weeks? Is it harder, you know, then you've got to beat them twice to advance in the playoffs? Is there more of a challenge having just faced them? I'm not sure. But I think that Portland is probably the team you'd rather face, just because, you know, you've seen them recently, you know what you're getting, and you know what you have to do to beat them.
Watching a guy like Dreyer this year, as the year went along, and
he should be the MVP. Never mind this. Who's it? Messi? What's his name with the other guy?
I believe they call it. I think it's Messi.
Oh,
yes,
sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of end of the season awards, I mean, his name is involved. I know it sounds like Messi is the clear cut favorite for the MVP. Won the Golden Boot this year as well. I mean, how good has Dreyer been? I mean, is he certainly worthy enough to be in this MVP conversation?
Oh, sure. You know, I mean, I think he'll finish second would be my guess behind Messi. You know, it's really hard when you're competing with a guy who's the biggest name in global soccer, also your goals leader in your league this year. You know, the people love goals. The thing that makes Dreyer to me so interesting is how versatile he is. It's not just that he's a goal scorer, but he's, you know, one of the top assist men in the league. There's a versatility and a team-first approach that he has that I think really resonates well. To me, the big surprise this year, sort of big picture, is that it's Andres Dreyer who has become their best player. And maybe he's not the face of the franchise necessarily, but he's had a much better season than Chucky Lozano has. He's the guy who's been in the conversation for all these, you know, major awards. You know, I think he's certainly the team MVP. So, you know, to me, it's that, you know, he's never going to be Messi in terms of flash or in terms of goal scoring. But the things that he brings to this team are just as important because he's selfless. He's played with a lot of different guys with all the injuries around him, and it doesn't seem to have slowed him down at all. Saturday, again, he was just amazing.
Yeah, he was.
Saturday against Portland and playing with Amal Pellegrino, who's been here like a month. And, you know, sort of brand new to the position. The two of them certainly seem to have a chemistry that should serve them well in the playoffs.
Ryan Finley, San Diego Union Tribune, joined
Ryan
us.
Ryan sounded so good there, we almost just took away half the Scraby show.
We almost had to bleed into the Chronicles a little bit.
Sorry about that, Chronicles.
Back at it again tomorrow, short show, just a reminder. So get in early so you can listen to the banter. Scraby Chronicles.
Yes. A short show, but same number of reads.
Adam, will you please call him on his way out?
Chronicles up next. Y'all enjoy.
Call him, Adam.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the Works Package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.